Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Imam al-Ghazali is known as the proof of Islam. What is a proof? And why would the Muslim religion need a proof when we know our religion is true? A proof tells us whether or not something really is what it says it is. You can prove or disprove a scientific theory by testing it to see if it is true or not. For example, scientists say that water freezes at 32 degrees Fahrenheit at sea level. If you want to find out if what they say is true, you can test it by doing your own experiment. You can place water in temperatures that get increasingly colder and colder and check with a thermometer to see if the water eventually freezes at 32 degrees Fahrenheit. If it does, then you have proved what the scientists claim. Now that you know what it means to prove something, what do you think Muslim scholars meant when they called Imam al-Ghazali the proof of Islam? What the scholars meant when they called Imam al-Ghazali the proof of Islam was simply that he had tested the practices in Islam and proved for himself that they were true. In other words, those practices had the effects that the Quran said they would have for people who practice the commands of the Quran. For example, if you believe in God, then God will be enough proof for you. If you pray, and if your prayers are reasonable, sooner or later they will be answered. Reasonable here means that we can ask only for things that are possible. For example, we can't ask God to let us fly without an airplane or without some other material means to do so, as that would be unreasonable. Imam al-Ghazali tested the religion and proved that it does indeed do what it claims to do. He wrote a collection of 40 great books to help others to also prove Islam for themselves. He called that series of books the Revival of Islamic Sciences. Revival is the act of bringing something back to life. Imam al-Ghazali used this word because he thought that some Muslims had killed the spirit of Islam. What is the spirit of Islam? Spirit is what gives life to something. What gives life to Islam is sincerity. Imam Ibn Athaillah, a great scholar from Egypt, said, "Actions are like bodies, and the spirit that brings those bodies to life is the sincerity with which they are done." He meant that when we do something without being sincere or with ulterior motives, then that thing has no life and may as well be dead. For instance, if you give charity because you want people to think you are generous and not because it is the right thing to do, then you are not being sincere in giving your charity. In that case, your motive or reason only appears to be for charity, but is really for a selfish purpose. The word charity comes from a Latin word, caritas, which means love. So charity should come from loving others and not from a desire to get something for yourself from the act. Imam al-Ghazali felt that many Muslims had lost the real reason for all the practices we perform in our faith, and that too many Muslims were doing them for the wrong reasons. So he wrote this great series of 40 books to show Muslims what the real reasons were for God sending a prophet with the teachings found in the Quran. Imam al-Ghazali also planned his 40 books in a logical manner. He loved the science of logic. Logic teaches us how to think properly and avoid mistakes in our thinking. Because Imam al-Ghazali loved logic so much, he wrote his books logically. He went from one subject to another in a way that made sense. And this is very helpful to us when we read what he wrote. In fact, he divided this great work of his into 40 books because it is easier for us to learn smaller chunks of information. The reason he chose 40 is because 40 is a special number. There are other special numbers. For instance, did you ever notice that you have 10 fingers? Did you also notice that all numbers are made from 10 digits? We call this base 10. The 10 digits are from 1 to 9 and 0. When we write two digits, the number 1 and then 0, we get the number 10. In fact, all our numbers come from just these 10 digits, 1 through 9, and then 0. 40 is a special number, like 1, 3, 5, and 7, which are also special. 40 is special because God told Moses, peace be upon him, the main prophet of the Hebrew Bible, that he would have 40 days and nights to prepare for his meeting with God. So Moses worked very hard, praying and fasting for 40 days and nights before he went to Mount Sinai to meet with God. Now this doesn't mean that God was in a place. God cannot be in a place because God is uncreated, and God created all places. So it means that God is everywhere in his knowledge. That is to say, God knows about everything that is going on in every place. So Moses had a spiritual, not physical, meeting with God on Mount Sinai. When Imam al-Ghazali wrote his work, he thought long and hard about the most important and unique possession that human beings have. He realized that what makes us different is that, unlike other animals, we can think. We can use language to communicate what we think in ways that no animal can. So he concluded that knowledge is the most important thing. This is why he begins his work with the Book of Knowledge. In it, Imam al-Ghazali tells us what knowledge is and why it is so important. He also tells us about the pitfalls or dangers of knowledge. Some people use knowledge for the wrong reasons. For instance, knowledge of airplanes can be used for good or bad purposes. We can use an airplane to take people over great distances in a short time, and that is something good that knowledge of airplanes enables us to do. But we can also use that same knowledge of airplanes to cruelly drop bombs on people who are different from us and with whom we may disagree, and that is bad. Imam al-Ghazali then went on to write the Book of Creed. Creed is what you believe, and he wanted people to believe the correct things about God. So in that book, he talked about the 6 things every Muslim must truly believe and why. Then he wrote about each of the 5 pillars of Islam in his next 5 books. Do you know the 5 pillars and why they are called pillars? One of the pillars is prayer, and prayer is done 5 times a day. So there are 5 pillars, and Muslims have to pray 5 times a day. 5 is one of those special numbers. Did you know that all numbers are either even or odd? Any number you can think of is either even or odd. For example, the number 24 is an even number. Why is it even? It is even because you can split it perfectly in half. Half of 24 is 12, which is also an even number. You can split 12 in half, which is 6. But an odd number can never be split in half without using a fraction. Fractions are also written using the 10 digits. 5 is an odd number. 5 is the first number that is the sum of the first even and odd numbers, 2 and 3, which makes it very special. Did you know that in Arabic, 1 is not considered a number on its own, but only as part of all numbers? For example, the number 2 is made of 2 ones. The number 3 comprises 3 ones, and so on. All numbers begin with 1 because all things came from one source. That source is the One, Al-Wahid, which is a name of God. Another amazing fact about 1 is that the world is made up of elements, and every element in the world has a mass. And the element that is most widespread in the universe is called hydrogen. 3/4 of the universe, in other words, 75 out of every 100 of the elements in the universe is made up of hydrogen. Guess what the atomic number of hydrogen is? It is 1. In addition to prayer, Imam al-Ghazali also wrote about the other 4 pillars. These 5 Muslim practices are called pillars because they hold up the faith like pillars hold up a house. The 20th book Imam al-Ghazali wrote is about the character or the behavior of the Prophet Muhammad, God's peace and blessings be upon him. Why do you think Imam al-Ghazali made that book number 20? He did that because 20 is exactly half of 40. So the heart or center of his work is about the Prophet, God's peace and blessings be upon him. The Prophet, God's peace and blessings be upon him, is the heart of Islam. So Imam al-Ghazali made the book that is about the Prophet, God's peace and blessings be upon him, the heart of his whole work. Can you guess what the last book of his work is called? You're right. It is the book of death and the afterlife. He made this the last book because just as Moses was given 40 days and nights to prepare for meeting with God, Imam al-Ghazali gave us 40 books to help us prepare for death when we will also meet God. Death is the end of life, but it is also a new beginning. When we die, we go back to our source. We came from another world, and the Prophet, God's peace and blessings upon him, said, "Be in the world like a stranger or a traveler who stops to take shade under a tree and then moves on." We are here on this earth for only a short time, and we have been brought here to learn as much as we can about why we are here, what we should do while we are here, and how to prepare for where we are going when we leave here. Imam al-Ghazali wrote his work of 40 books to explain just these things to us. He loved us so much that he wanted to help us reach our goal safely and to be ready for the next stage of our journey back to our source. When Imam al-Ghazali was very young, he had a great desire to learn, just like you do. He studied almost all the time, and his teachers were amazed at how hard he worked to understand his subjects. As he grew, he became very skilled at debating. The art of how to argue and persuade others is called debate. He could debate anyone about any subject, and he was so learned and persuasive that he would always win the debate. Soon he became a great scholar of many subjects, such as Arabic, Persian, logic, and grammar, and he excelled especially in the subject of law. Imam al-Ghazali was one of the greatest lawyers in history. A lawyer studies law to protect it from being abused or used wrongly. Some lawyers defend people accused of crimes, while others prosecute or argue against the person accused of a crime. Imam al-Ghazali didn't defend or prosecute people. He was the kind of lawyer who wrote about what law is and how it works. In other words, he was what was called a philosopher of law. The word philosophy means love of wisdom and comes from two Greek words, philo, love, and sophos, wisdom. So a true philosopher is someone who loves wisdom. Do you know what wisdom is? It is using our knowledge in the best way possible. For example, sometimes the best thing to do is to be silent, and other times the best thing to do is speak up. Wisdom tells us when we should be silent and when we should speak up. Good laws are wise laws. In other words, they contain wisdom. So even knowing when to apply a law or not is part of law. For example, stealing is wrong, but if a person is starving and no one will give him any food, then God will not punish such a person for taking what he needs to survive. But it is only a wise person who can determine when stealing is punishable or not punishable. That is, only a wise person can decide that someone who steals deserves punishment or that he should not be punished because he was under duress, which means great hardship or difficulty. So laws need wise people to understand how to apply them, but also when they should not be applied. This is the aspect of law that Imam al-Ghazali wrote about. He was one of the wisest lawyers in history. Imam al-Ghazali had a great teacher named Imam al-Juwayni. He taught Imam al-Ghazali that all of Islamic law has five reasons behind it. The first one is to protect religion. The second is to protect life. The third is to protect the mind or the intellect. The fourth is to protect wealth and property. And the fifth is to protect the family. Later on, another great scholar realized one more universal principle was missing and added a sixth one, which is to protect human dignity. Do you know what dignity is? It is what makes you a special creature and why you should always behave in ways that honor and protect your special place with God. God did not make you like a snake that slithers and slides on its belly, or like a dog that barks and walks on all fours. Instead, God made you a creature that walks upright on 2 feet. Upright means straight, not bent or crooked. It also has a second meaning, which is to behave in a good way, with virtue and excellence. So dignity is something every human being has, no matter what color or what religion or what they believe. But some lose it or let others take it from them. Sometimes bad people purposely degrade or humiliate others. That means that they take their dignity from them. For instance, some people will treat others badly because their skin color is different. In Islam, that is wrong because it goes against this sixth reason behind Islamic law, which is to protect human dignity. The Quran says that it is a sign of God when we see people with complexions of different colors. So when you see a red, black, yellow, or white person, you should be amazed that God made so many different colors of skin from the same human beings. Imam al-Ghazali wrote a lot about law and why it is so important. Law helps us live together in peace. When we don't have laws, or when some people break laws, they harm others or take their property or even kill them. These are all wrong, and laws prevent people from doing the wrong things. But once in a while, some people do the wrong things anyway, and laws punish them for two reasons. The first is so that they won't be punished in the next world, and the second is so that others won't do the same things in this world by imitating them. In other words, by copying their bad behavior. Humans like to copy others, and that is why we should look for good and saintly people to copy, and not bad and devilish people. When Imam al-Ghazali became a great scholar, the ruler made him the head of the greatest university in the whole world, in Baghdad, in the country of Iraq. Imam al-Ghazali was only 30 years old at that time, and some people were very jealous of him because he was so wise and knowledgeable at such a young age. But Imam al-Ghazali would just debate them and make them look bad by showing how he was right and they were wrong. He did this very often, but then he realized that he wasn't being very nice. He started to feel like a show-off because he enjoyed it when people praised him for being so smart. Deep down, Imam al-Ghazali knew that he was better than someone who enjoyed hearing his own praise, and he wanted to meet that better self that he knew he had. He knew that we all have three selves living inside of us. These are called the commanding self, the blaming self, and the peaceful self. The commanding self is our lowest self. It is selfish and wants everything for itself. It doesn't like to share or help others. Some people let it dominate the other two selves, and they become horrible people. But the second self is the blaming self. It is a better self because it doesn't like the lowest self and blames it for doing bad things. Do you know how sometimes you might get angry at your mother and say something mean to her, but later you feel bad and you ask yourself, why did I do that? Why did I say that? She's my mother. I should always treat her with respect. The answer is that first self made you do it, which is why it is called the commanding self. But the second self knows that was wrong and makes you feel bad. That is why it is called the blaming self. Imam al-Ghazali knew that he had to fight his lowest self, the commanding self. So when he did something wrong, he would punish his lowest self by fasting or giving charity until he stopped doing wrong things and he conquered or defeated his commanding self. Once he conquered his lowest self, Imam al-Ghazali didn't need to blame himself anymore, and his true self came out. This is called the self at peace, or the peaceful soul. This is who we really are, but it takes a long time for us to become that person. The 40 books Imam al-Ghazali wrote are like a map that we can follow for the journey to find our true selves. He made the journey and proved that if any of us took the same journey, it would take us to the same place, the place of the peaceful self, and that place is called paradise. He was proving for himself what the Prophet Muhammad, God's peace and blessings be upon him, told us. And in this way, he would have no doubts that he was giving us sound knowledge that he himself had learned through practice. Imam al-Ghazali showed that others who follow his 40 books would undertake that same journey and also prove the truth for themselves, that the practices of Islam were true and they could find their peaceful souls and no longer do things that harm their souls. The Quran tells us not to harm our souls. But God also says in a chapter called The Spider that those who fight against themselves in our way, meaning God's way, we will guide them to our right paths. God uses the plural, we, because God is great. When God says we, that is a special we. It is called the royal we. Also, when God says fight here, it means struggle. Because this verse was sent down when the Prophet, God's peace and blessings be upon him, was in Mecca, and he was not allowed to defend himself if someone attacked him while he was in Mecca. So the fighting in this verse actually means to struggle, to fight against the lower self. God promises that if we do that, he will guide us to the special paths of wisdom, so we will always know which path to go down when different circumstances arise. A circumstance is a situation or condition you find yourself in. Life has many different situations, and in each one, we need wisdom so that we can choose to do the right thing in whatever circumstance we find ourselves in. You have a precious soul that God has placed within your body in a way that makes you unique. That means that there is only one you. That means no one else is like you. When you came into this world through your mother's womb or tummy, you were pure like gold or snow. But you had this lower self in you that pretends to be the real you. When you fight that false self, your true self begins to shine. This is why we say about some people that they are full of light. Imam al-Ghazali wrote this book so that you could shine brightly in a dark world and be a light for others. When you follow his teaching, which is really following the Prophet Muhammad's teaching, which is really following God's teaching, you will shine and others will see that light. And some will want you to show them how they can get that light too. Still others will want to steal it from you because it is so precious. But Imam al-Ghazali's 40 books will teach you how to make your light shine brightly and also how to protect it by bringing to life the sciences of our faith. I hope you learn all the things in these 40 books one day and use the whole work as a map for your life. It has everything you need to find your true self because it's based on the Book of God and on the Sunnah or the way of the Prophet Muhammad. And it will make you bright and yourself will shine and everything will become peaceful in your heart.